News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Friday. We kick off hour number two of the show here this morning. Of course, with Behind the Badge, City of Fond du Lac Police Department up first. And the segment, of course, brought to you by Whalen Towing and Service. Back this week, Officer Steve Olson joining us on the phone line. Steve, happy Friday. How are you?
Happy Friday, Spencer. Doing well. How are you?
We are doing well. It was a late night the other night with severe weather, and we're definitely thankful here in the city of Fond du Lac for missing out on the bulk of it. Lots of lightning and some rain and some wind, but not as bad as our neighbors to the west had. So we're thankful here, but definitely thinking about those who were impacted by the storms the other night for sure.
Absolutely. So unpredictable. When Mother Nature decides to rear her ugly head, man. It's certainly good to not be in the path of it, but hopefully the folks that were impacted, they're slow but sure getting things back to normal. So.
Speaking of back to normal, Steve, an event that is a favorite of a lot of folks. It's always a fun event to go check out, and I know it's really grown over the last several years, is the National Night Out, and that is coming up already this coming Tuesday, right?
It is Tuesday, August 3rd, 4 to 7 p.m., and once again, it's at our Fond du Lac Fairgrounds at the park there, where we've had it now for the last, I've lost count how many years, but great, great site, plenty of room, just a great night for, citizens to come out and partner with local law enforcement, with the sheriff's office, with our Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, visit, shake hands, just so many cool things to do there. You don't even have to make dinner because we're going to have Chameleon Mobile, along with the Noon Optimists, are going to be out there with food. That'll be available for purchase. We're going to have just hundreds of games. There's going to be a DJ, tons of family fun, and it is a wonderful night. So we're hopefully praying for good weather, and we would just love to see everybody or as many people in Fond du Lac that are available to come out and spend a few hours with local law enforcement and maybe see us in a little different light than you're used to.
And it's one of those community outreach things that we talk so much about on this show. The show is probably included in those community outreach things that the police department is involved in. But I know in the last handful of years, I've had a chance to stop out for a National Night Out, and it's cool. Like you said, to just walk up and how often can kids come up and pet the sheriff's office canine or get in the back of the command post for the SWAT team? It's not an everyday type of thing, and there's a lot of cool things just like that people can come out and take part in on Tuesday.
Oh, absolutely. And not to mention, someone is going to win a bike. We're going to be raffling off a bicycle that night, so a brand new bike's going to go home with someone. And we're hopefully able to provide an experience that, on a day-to-day basis, most people don't have the ability to do. But at National Night Out, you can, it's kind of a full access behind-the-scenes experience. And, excuse me, the whole premise of National Night Out is to foster that the importance of a strong partnership between law enforcement, fire rescue, and the community that we serve. And without that partnership, we just aren't going to be as effective as we want to be. So National Night Out is to help improve that. And, again, we hope everybody takes full advantage of it. And there's going to be, we'll have our radar throw there, the bouncy houses, the world famous mascot races are coming back. And I know there was something put out on social media recently, but our mascot, McGruff, has been working, training vigorously to bring back the trophy that our fire department currently owns. So we are very much looking forward to that, to see if we can return the trophy back to the police department.
Yeah, unfortunately, here at the station, we lost our ringer for Banjo the Bull, the mascot of our sister station, 107.1 The Bull. I think my first 2 years here, we were the champions of that. And then I think our ringer just I don't know if he quit or like just I've just disappeared off the face of the planet. But I think we had one person do it and they lost, and then we just kind of skipped out. And I know there's some trash talk being had by former co-host or host of the show, Officer Eric Foster. He was big into like talking trash, and he would bring the trophy in here to the station and like kind of parade it around. And I really don't know what he was trying to accomplish with that. You know, this is a family friendly show. We don't like to trash talk here, so I don't know.
Well, I won't speak for him, but and I'm not much of a trash talker, but I will say that it is throughout the years, winning that trophy has become a very much sense of pride, mm-hmm. Department wise, and for all the mascots that are going to be racing in that race. So we do take it serious, but at the same time, you know, those that win the trophy, you know, whether it's McGruff or someone else this year, they deserve it, because I don't know if you've ever been in a costume like that. I have, and it's no joke. It's hard to run in that thing. So if you win it, you deserve it.
I always felt bad for the Scoopy mascot from Culver's, just because he's got mm-hmm. like oversized shoes, and I mean, he's a giant ice cream cone or a custard cone. So how can you run in that? I can imagine it's not easy to run any mascot costume, but especially, you know, Scoopy from Culver's. That just seemed unfair, you know?
Well, absolutely. So you got to come out just to see that, for sure. And, you know, this kind of goes without saying, but I want to make sure that I mention it, because really, I mean, we would still, I think, try to do a national night out every year if we didn't have sponsors, but I can absolutely guarantee you it would not be at the level that it has become without our partnership sponsors with Cops for Kids Foundation, Target, and Fox Valley Savings Bank. And then along with all of the volunteers that have booths, you know, tables that are just there sharing their organization's information. So this really is a community event that, you know, so many people have their, you know, time invested in it to make it, you know, more than just, hey, come out and play games. We want this to be a learning environment for you, so you can find out what's available in our community for resources. And, you know, coming out on Tuesday from 4 to 7 is a great way to do that. You can also, the dunk tank is coming back.
Okay.
And we are going to have some, if not all, of our school resource officers in that dunk tank. And so you can come and dunk your favorite SRO. So.
All right. Some extra incentive for students before they head back to school. And I take it that if you are able to dunk your favorite SRO, it is not held against the student, correct, in the fall?
only high fives. Absolutely.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Steve, sounds like another great event. I know you guys have a Facebook page for National Night Out if folks want to follow along and find out more, right?
Absolutely. We've been posting on there all along, but, you know, keep your eye on our Facebook page. There'll be more information, you know, as we get closer to Tuesday. But 4 to 7, Fairgrounds Park, Tuesday, August 3rd. Hope to see everybody there.